The first story that we're going to be listening to today is called The Greatest Animal in the Jungle, written by Chokwe Martins. I'm going to be reading the blurb first. Born in Lagos and raised in London, Chokwe Martins spent her childhood reading. From her love of reading came a lot of love of writing. She writes stories, she writes for television, she writes radio dramas, and she writes on post-it notes. When Chokwe is not creating magical words with her stories, you can find her out and about in the bustling city of Lagos, where she has built a career as a media personality on radio and television. One day, if Chokwe has a wish granted, you may just find her in a book. On Afue's birthday, his godfather Tortoise gives him a gift that grants him 5 wishes. Afue's ultimate wish is to become the greatest animal in the jungle instead of the mouse that he is. Follow Afue on his exciting adventure as he discovers what true greatness is about. So we're reading The Greatest Animal in the Jungle. Deep in the jungle lived a mouse named Afue. Early one morning, at the time when mice usually go to bed, Afue was wide awake. He was too excited to sleep. It was his birthday. He hopped out of bed and did a little mouse dance. Afue loved birthdays. He loved presents even more. He was going to get lots of presents today. He could feel it in his whiskers. There was just one question. Was anyone awake to give him a present? It was so early, the sun hadn't woken up. The sky was dark blue and the jungle was quiet. The day animals were just waking up and night animals were going to sleep. Then Afue remembered. Godfather! His godfather Tortoise would be awake. Afue hopped out of his little hole in the jungle and onto the path to Tortoise's cave. He had not been walking for long when he heard a sound. It was coming from a tree branch above him. Woo-hoo-hoo! Woo-hoo-hoo! Afue froze. He knew that sound. He stopped breathing. Maybe if he stood really still, the owl would not see him. Woo-hoo-hoo! Woo-hoo-hoo! Said the owl. I see you, little mouse. Afue looked up slowly. He saw 2 big round yellow eyes staring at him through the leaves. Afue screamed and started to run. The owl gave a frightful hoot and swooped down after Afue. Afue ran as fast as he could. He did not want to be eating, and certainly not on his birthday. Afue could feel the whoosh of air from the owl's wings as he ran. The owl flew closer and closer, but Afue could see Tortoise's cave up ahead. Just as the owl stretched its claws to catch Afue, he made it into the cave. The owl tried to follow Afue inside the cave, but the entrance was too small.
Another time, little mouse, said the owl. I'll get you.
With that, the owl flew away. Tortoise crawled out from deep inside the cave. He found Afue huffing and puffing and shaking.
What's wrong, Afue? Asked Tortoise.
Afue told Tortoise about the owl and how he had almost got eaten on his birthday.
I hate being a mouse, godfather, said Afue. Everyone is bigger and stronger than I am. I don't want to be a mouse. I want to be the greatest animal in the jungle so I never get scared again.
You can be happy as a mouse, Afue, said Tortoise, but you must learn this for yourself.
Tortoise went deep into his cave and returned with a pendant on a necklace. He gave it to Afue.
Take this as your birthday present, little one, said Tortoise. Wear it around your neck. It will grant you 5 wishes. You can be whatever animal you wish to be. After the 5th wish is granted, the pendant will stop working. You will live the rest of your life as the last animal you wished to be.
Afue could not wait to test the pendant. He thanked his godfather and hurried out of the cave. With one wish, Afue could be anything he wanted to be. He wanted to be the greatest animal in the jungle.
Owls are big and wise, said Afue, and they can fly really fast. I wish I were an owl.
Psh! Afue's pointy mouse nose started to grow. It grew longer and sharper and harder until it wasn't a nose anymore. It was a beak. Afue's gray fur started to turn brown, and it grew fuller and fuller until he was covered in feathers. His hand became wings and his legs became claws. The pendant was working. Afue was becoming an owl. Afue gave a happy hoot and flapped his wings. He felt his claws lift off the ground and soon he was up in the air.
Oh, it's good to be the greatest animal in the jungle, said Afue.
Afue flew high above the jungle. He glided up and down, around and around. Soon, Afue spotted a cheetah drinking by a stream. He swooped down and landed next to the cheetah.
Who is the greatest animal in the jungle?
Afue asked the cheetah. The cheetah looked at Afue. Certainly not you, she said. Afue was angry.
What do you mean? He asked.
Why, I am the greatest animal in the jungle, said the cheetah. For no one can catch me when I run. Catch me if you can.
The cheetah leapt up on her paws and began running across the plain. Faster and faster the cheetah went, and soon all Afue could see was a cloud of dust.
Oh my, cried Afue. If only I could be as fast as a cheetah. Surely then I will be the greatest animal in the jungle.
Afue touched his pendant.
I wish I were a cheetah, he said.
Poof! Afue's feathers disappeared with a whoosh. Little black spots popped up on his skin. His beak grew into a snout and his claws turned into paws. He began to swell. He grew bigger and bigger until, boom, he became a cheetah. Afue started to run at once. He could feel the wind in his face and he laughed and stuck out his tongue. Faster and faster he went. Before long, Afue came across a lion and he stood. The lion lay in the tall grass, watching a pair of hyenas eating their lunch. Afue's stomach growled. He hadn't eaten anything all day. The lion yawned and stood. He walked over to the hyenas and gave a great big roar. The hyenas ran away frightened. Afue's eyes widened.
Wow, he said.
If I were a lion, I could eat anybody's food. I wouldn't have to hunt and run and work. I wish I were a lion. Turning into a lion is very easy when you have a pendant that grants wishes. Pop, pop, pop went all the disappearing black spots on Afue's body. His snout grew bigger. His body grew stronger. The hair on his face grew longer and longer. Afue the lion roared.
Now I am truly the greatest animal in the jungle.
Afue walked to the lion eating the hyena's lunch. He hoped he would not mind sharing. As Afue got closer, the other lion looked up at him. The lion gave a fierce roar.
Go get your own lunch. This one is mine.
Afue did not like to fight. He left the angry lion to his meal.
As Ofuwe walked across the jungle, he saw many animals. He saw brightly colored birds and stripy hyenas. He saw silly little monkeys swinging from tree branch to tree branch. The monkeys stopped chattering as he walked under their trees. The hyenas stopped laughing when they saw Ofuwe. The birds flew up higher to the branches. Ofuwe strutted.
"I love being king of the jungle," he said to himself.
Soon, Ofuwe came upon a huge baobab tree. Under the tree, an elephant stood eating from the branches. The elephant glanced at Ofuwe, and Ofuwe held his head up. He was waiting for the elephant to lumber away or bow to him. Why wouldn't she? Ofuwe was, after all, the greatest animal in the jungle. But the elephant just kept eating her food. She would pluck a bunch of baobab with her trunk and then stuff it in her mouth and chew. The whole time, she ignored Ofuwe. Ofuwe was furious. He went up to the elephant.
"Who is the greatest animal in the jungle?" he roared.
The elephant blinked lazily at Ofuwe. "I am," she said. Ofuwe was shocked.
"What? Why?" he asked.
"Do you have a mighty trunk like me?" asked the elephant. Ofuwe licked his snout.
"No."
"Do you have big, strong feet that can crush anything?" she asked. Ofuwe looked down at his paws.
"No."
The elephant had one more question for Ofuwe. "Are you the biggest animal in the jungle?" Ofuwe looked up at the mighty elephant, then hung his head low. The elephant was right. She was the greatest animal in the jungle. He was just a silly lion.
"Oh, if only I were an elephant," Ofuwe said. "Then I would be the greatest animal in the jungle. How happy I would be!"
Quick as a blink, a long grey trunk shot out from Afuwe's face.
"What is this?"
cried the elephant. Afuwe's legs grew thicker. He began to swell. He grew so large he thought he would float away into the sky. When Afuwe's small lion ears turned into big flappy elephant ears, the other elephant turned around.
"You can have this tree, Mr. Whatever you are," she said, running off.
"I will find some other fruit to eat." Ofuwe was now a big, strong elephant.
"Ha!" said Ofuwe. "Now that I am an elephant, I know I am the greatest animal in the jungle."
Now he could finally eat his lunch. He reached for the fruit on the tree with his new long trunk. As Ofuwe munched on the baobab fruit, he heard a noise in the bushes. Ofuwe spread out his large ears.
"Who's there?"
asked Ofuwe. There was no answer. But Ofuwe wasn't scared because he was the greatest animal in the jungle. He went back to his fruit. The rustling sound grew louder, and suddenly something darted out of the bush and up Afue's big elephant leg. Ofuwe could feel the thing running across his back. Then it was on his belly. It was everywhere. Ofuwe lashed at his body with his trunk, but no matter how hard he tried, he couldn't catch the tiny animal running all over him.
"Stop it!" cried Ofuwe. "Stop it! Stop it!"
How could such a small animal scare a big elephant like him? Why, it had to be the greatest animal in the jungle. Hopping from foot to foot, Ofuwe made his fifth and final wish.
"I don't want to be an elephant," he said. "I wish I were this scary little animal."
Quick as a wink, Ofuwe shrunk. Smaller and smaller he grew until he suddenly stopped.
Afuwe looked down at his little mouse body and began to laugh.
This must be what Godfather Tortoise meant, Afuwe said. I don't want to be anybody else. I like being a mouse.
From a tiny mouse to an elephant as big as a house, Afuwe finally learned to be happy just as he was.